a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul addressed the people in these words, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city. At the feet of Gamaliel, I was educated strictly in our ancestral law and was zealous for God, just as all of you are today. I persecuted this way to death, binding both men and women and delivering them to prison. Even the high priest and the whole council of elders can testify on my behalf. For from them I even received letters to the brothers and set out for Damascus to bring back to Jerusalem in chains for punishment those there as well. On that journey, as I drew near to Damascus, about noon, a great light from the sky suddenly shone around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' I replied, 'Who are you, sir?' And he said to me, 'I am Jesus, the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting.' My companions saw the light, but did not hear the voice of the one who spoke to me. I asked, 'What shall I do, sir?' The Lord answered me, 'Get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be told about everything appointed for you to do.' Since I could see nothing because of the brightness of that light, I was led by hand by my companions and entered Damascus. A certain Ananias, a devout observer of the law and highly spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and stood there and said, 'Saul, my brother, regain your sight.' At that very moment I regained my sight and saw him. Then he said, 'The God of our ancestors designated you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear the sound of his voice. For you will be his witness before all to what you have seen and heard. Now, why delay? Get up and have yourself baptized and your sins washed away, calling upon his name.'" The Word of God. Today, the Church celebrates the feast of the conversion of the great Apostle Paul, one who, like us, never met Christ in the flesh, but ended up giving up his life for the sake of Christ and his mission. Paul's story is as dramatic as it gets, and one wonders if every Christian needs to have such an intense experience in order to live our Christian vocation in an authentic way. In the interest of transparency, I have to admit that I've never been blinded by a light and led into transformation. Yes, there have been moments of truth and clarity in my life that have deepened my faith, but nothing as powerful as what Paul seems to have experienced. We are all called, one way or another, to conversion. Conversion means simply turning around, turning full circle from one perspective to another. It can be gradual, or it can be sudden and surprising. I think of people in our own age who might be said to have been converted as profoundly and as dramatically as Paul was. One who comes to mind is Oscar Romero. Those who knew him say that when he was appointed Archbishop of San Salvador, his appointment was welcomed by the government, but many priests were disappointed, especially those openly supportive of Marxist ideology. The progressive priests feared that his conservative reputation would negatively affect liberation theology's commitment to the poor. Then in 1977, Rutilio Grande, a Jesuit priest, and a personal friend of Romero who had been creating self-reliance groups among the poor, was assassinated. His death, Rutilio's death, had a profound impact on Romero, who later stated, When I looked at Rutilio lying there dead, I thought, if they have killed him for doing what he did, then I too have to walk the same path. That day was a turning point for the bishop. It was a conversion experience that eventually led him to martyrdom. His life changed, and he was never the same. Another example of radical conversion is Dorothy Day, who lived a bohemian lifestyle before gaining fame as a social activist after her conversion. She later became a key figure in the Catholic worker movement and earned a national reputation as a political radical, perhaps the most famous radical in American Catholic Church history. Who or what nudged her so strongly that she turned around so radically? I believe it was her encounter with truth, goodness, and beauty that made her realize that her life was in the hands of her Creator. Her spirit lives on in the Catholic worker movement that she founded that flourishes today. What have been conversion experiences in your life? Whom or what have you encountered that has grabbed you by the scruff of your neck and turned you around in a different direction? Or perhaps has convinced you deeply that you're going in the right direction? Let us reflect today on Paul's journey as a paradigm of every Christian's journey. Who has been an Ananias for you, restoring your sight, giving you strength, leading you on? Let us give thanks for the privilege of being part of so great a cloud of witnesses.